1-333-882.
Across Australia and around the world, this is Sport.
And we welcome to 4BC Weekend fan engagement specialist Blair Hughes from MrBlairHughes.com. Blair was on the program a couple of months ago talking about the behaviour of fans after football matches. But Blair joins you now on Saturdays and Sundays to talk sport after the 11 o'clock news. Hello, Blair Hughes.
Oh, good morning, Spencer. How are you today?
Very well, thank you. MrBlairHughes.com. I do love that URL. What do you find there? What's on that website?
Well, you can go there and get a lot of my fan experience reviews from the hundreds and hundreds of games all over the world that I've been to, in from India to the US, the UK, all throughout Australia, just looking at the fan experience across our stadiums here and overseas, as well as a lot of sports business insights and fan engagement, fan experience ideas and things like that, that are not just great for the sports industry, but a lot of businesses as well that are sort of looking at how they can engage their customers and their fans and provide the best for them.
Interesting stuff. All right, MrBlairHughes.com. Tell us the NRL last night. I got this one wrong. I thought the Cowboys were going to win, but they were defeated by the Sharks.
I tip the Cowboys too. They have had such a fantastic year under Todd Payton, who's just been phenomenal up there in Townsville. Unfortunately for North Queensland fans, they went down to the Sharks last night, 26-12. Kyle Felt, who's a try-scoring machine for them, scored, but unfortunately they just couldn't overrun the Sharks, who ran away in the second half. It was close just before half-time, but unfortunately, the Sharks went away with it and they move up the ladder, and the Cowboys still stay in second place there as well, though.
I got the other one right. Eels defeated the Warriors 28-18.
It hasn't been the best season for the Warriors this year, and there was a couple of tries there to Wacker Blake there down in Sydney, but they move up as well, which means the Broncos move down to sixth in the ladder as well. So the Eels are on the march.
What happens today in the rest of the round?
This is a derby well worth watching, I think. Big Tino, who had an incredible match for Queensland on Wednesday night, backs up. However, the Broncos tonight versus the Titans down on the Gold Coast, they've got a couple that are out with a couple of injuries there as well, but also a couple that are being rested, because it would have been three games in 8 days for some of those Queensland Maroons Broncos players there as well. So it's going to be a huge clash on the Gold Coast there. I think the Broncos are probably going to win that one, though.
Yeah, they'll walk all over them, won't they?
I think it'll be quite a juicy clash. They've got a young fella there, Jojo Fafita, who's debuting as well on the wing. Broncos have got Carrigan, Capewell, Cobbo and Oates all out from that match as well. And if you're heading to that match as well, a great thing I think that's happening there is there's two curtain raisers, but one of them is the Gold Coast Titans PDRL, Physical Disability Rugby League team, and that's playing before the main game. And I reckon that'd be well worth getting along to watch that and supporting that as well.
And you're encouraged to wear crazy socks if you go along, is that right?
Absolutely. I think the players all this round are wearing crazy socks for the Men of League round as well, so for the past players' welfare as well. And so fans are encouraged to wear crazy socks there as well, but they've also got a massive new screen there as well, so probably a good one for that fan experience down there as well on the Gold Coast for fans to catch the game and the replays and whatnot.
Oh, there you go. There's that. You got the fan experience, the fan engagement stuff. Snuck that in. Now with the rugby, of course, it's level one game apiece, and this is the decider, Australia England at the SCG.
It's sold out. It's 1-1. I was there at Suncorp last Saturday night. I thought the Wallabies played well, but not good enough for England. And tonight, it goes down to the wire. So it's going to be a really good clash there as well. The big one, I think, there is that the former Storm player, Suli Venevalu, has been named on the bench as well, and he's probably due to make his debut there. So I'm tipping he might get on and score a try as well for that one tonight for the Wallabies. So, yeah, it'll be a good game to watch that. I think also a good one there will be the anthem last week at the game was fantastic, where the players and the fans were encouraged to sing the national anthem in the Indigenous language as well. And the players had all the words and everything, and it sounded fantastic. So if you're watching tonight, look out for that as well.
In the AFL, Bulldogs defeated the Saints last night. The top eight's getting congested, isn't it?
It is, and it's all on the line today for the Lions. It's going to be about 7 degrees at first bounce when it kicks off at about 1:45 or so today. Lions have got a lot of players still out with soft tissue injuries as well as the COVID protocols. So it's going to be a really tough one for Brisbane, I think, there as well. And they could slip a bit on the ladder if they don't win that one. But I'm tipping them to beat GWS at Manuka Oval in Canberra, which would be a nice ground to watch the AFL out there today.
This afternoon. You've got some netball news for us.
That's right. The Firebirds have unveiled a former player, former premiership player, I should say, an Australian diamond, Rebecca Bully there, is going to be the new coach of the Firebirds. So that's a big one for Firebirds fans as well to get behind as well when that new season starts up.
And still on women's sport, there's a cricket series being played in Northern Ireland. It's a tri-series, isn't it? Ireland, Pakistan and Australia.
Ireland, Pakistan and Australia. It starts tonight, Brisbane time, 1 a.m. if you're going to tune in for that. So T20 there for those games. They're actually in preparation for the Commonwealth Games in Birmingham that then the players all go to straight after that as well. I think the Commonwealth Games starts 28th of July or so. So there's a six-game series here in Derry in Ireland for Ireland, Pakistan and Australia. They play each other twice. So it should be a pretty good one as well. And the WBBL and the BBL draw was released as well. So there's a lot of cricket news happening. But, yeah, get behind the Australian women tonight in the cricket.
And finally, we'll preview this some more tomorrow, but Villa and Leeds playing at Suncorp tomorrow afternoon.
That's right. All the Premier League teams are in Australia at the moment, and we're lucky enough to have Villa and Leeds tomorrow at Suncorp for the Queensland Champions Cup. The Roar went down on Thursday night on the Gold Coast to Leeds 2-1. But, yeah, tomorrow you've got Villa and Leeds, and tickets are still available. It's looking pretty good for a huge crowd there tomorrow. I know all the pre-game functions are all kicking off, so all these Premier League fans and Aussie fans as well. It's fantastic to have these teams in Australia as well.
Well, there's a big, as you say, the fans, I mean, they've been celebrating this for days. Tomorrow I know that the Villa fans are all getting together for breakfast in Paddington. We're going to cross there just after the 9 o'clock news tomorrow morning and tap into that excitement ahead of that game tomorrow afternoon at Suncorp. We'll hear from you tomorrow morning, Blair. Thanks for this morning.
Fantastic. Have a great day, everyone.
Blair Hughes talking sport on 4BC, 16 past 11. This is Brisbane's news leader, 882 4BC. Let's check the roads. 22 past 11 on 4BC.